Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was in 1845 that Elizabeth Barrett Browning wrote the very famous sonnet that begins, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and the breadth and the height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight." Today, we hear how much God loves us. God's love is not a simple thing. It's not a fickle love like infatuations can be. It's not a love that we have somehow earned by being dashing or beautiful. It is not an enjoyment kind of love like I love pizza or chocolate or donuts. God's love is an incredible thing, and without it, we would not live. The first thing that we need to talk about, though, is who. Who does God love? Now, there are many times when we can think that God loves us, and that God loves us and our closest friends, or that God loves us and our fellow Lutherans or our fellow people of German descent or Danish descent, or God loves us and people who really appreciate the Buckeyes or the Minnesota Twins, right? We want God to love us, but we're not always sure that we want God to love too many other people, because there are implications about how we're supposed to live if God loves more people. In John's gospel this morning, we hear that God loves the world. God loves all the world. Now that does include us and our friends and our fellow Lutherans and Germans and Danes. It even includes people who follow the Buckeyes. But it also includes people who follow that place up north, Michigan, or people who happen to be Methodist or Swedish. It also includes people that we might not like. It does include people that we don't like at all. God loves the world. God loves every part of creation. God loves all of us and everyone around. And God's love is so profound, it truly is the most important thing on the planet. We can live today in hope because of God's love. God loves us. But also God loves us too much to let us remain foolish, looking only to those who are like us to love. There is an implication to who God's love. God wants us to love the world as well. The amazing news is that God is willing to help us and to show us how. Because the risen Jesus goes out into the world before us so that we might see his presence in the lost and the least, in the addict and the unhomed, in the refugees and the lame, in the ones who try our patience, as well as the ones who inspire us. In his life and ministry, Jesus has spoken to all, eaten with all, cured many, cared for all, and this is the challenge that we receive. God loves us all, and we are called to love like God loves. So now we kind of might have the scope of the who, but how does God love us? Now we hear about it sometimes, but how does God love us? God loves us so much that he gave us Jesus. Jesus came to us to show us how to live God's dream. He came to show us how to share God's love, how to live in service to all people. Jesus did not come as a victim prepared by God to appease God's wrath. Jesus came to show us the way, and we made him a victim of our hatred and of our sin. God loves us so much, he sent his son, even knowing what we were going to do with him. He sent his son because God knew that there was no better way for us to learn how to live God's dream or build God's kingdom. He sent his son because he loves us. As Jesus was lifted up on the cross, he draws all people into the sphere of God's profound love and the hope of peace that comes from Jesus' willing sacrifice. Jesus has asked us to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and this is the base of the love that is our calling. How does God love us? God also loves us so much that he wants us to never perish, because that is never. He wants us never to perish, which means that he doesn't want us to be apart from God himself. Now, dying is something that has been woven into creation. Grass grows, grass withers, grass dies, people are born, we grow older, we die. That is part of creation. What is not part of creation is our perishing. That is our being separated from God forever. God does not want that. God wants to be with us. God wants us to be with him forever. That's how much God loves us. Even though we have been dead through sin, God's love is stronger than death. And the death that Jesus died for us grants that love to us always. The love of God is grace, that it is undeserved. We cannot earn that love. We cannot win that love. We cannot do anything that will save us from the death and the perishing that we so richly deserve for our sin. Yet God loves us anyway. Jesus loved us, lived for us, dies for us, and we will never perish but have eternal life. See, God wants us to live an eternal life. That is, God wants us to live a life that is connected to the eternal one. God wants us to live a life connected to him. He wants it for us now. He wants it for us tomorrow and next week and next year and forever. God wants to be in our lives. God wants to help us, guide us, strengthen us, forgive us, and send us out to share all of that with the people that we see in the world around us. John continues in his gospel to tell us that God loves us so much that from the inception, Jesus being sent was for our salvation and not for our condemnation. That is love. God does not want to condemn, not you, not me, not anyone. And because God doesn't want to condemn, he sent Jesus to be our guide. He sent the Holy Spirit to continue. He sends them both to give us the strength that we need to try again and again, knowing that when we fall, and we will, and we do, that we will be picked up and brushed off and sent out to try again. God has brought his love to light in Jesus Christ so that we can reflect that light, so that we can follow Jesus' example and celebrate God's love, live God's dream, and share God's goodness all around us. All of this comes because God loves us. It's a gift. We have been saved by the grace of God through the faith of Jesus Christ, and all that is right with our lives is a great and tremendous gift from God. It's not our doing. Because it's a gift, we get to share it always, certain that there will always be more for us to share and give as we live God's love. God's love for us is the freest given and purest source of kindness, mercy, grace, and favor. God will never stop loving us. Jesus Christ will never stop loving us. The Holy Spirit will never stop loving us. We get to live that love, so may we share that love with those around us now and evermore. Amen.